You're on the air. Good morning. Good afternoon, sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Go right ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air. Yes, it is. Good afternoon to you.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Whole of Barbados and the diaspora as well.
Hi. I am not... This thing about local governance concerns me. As it stands, I'm not in favor of what I'm hearing. The only way that I would support it is if also the local government had the power to recall ministers. To recall, because the first job of a person that's elected to government is a representative. That is job number one. He's not elected to be a minister. He's elected to represent the people of his constituency. And if he is failing in that job, then the constituency should have the power of recall. And as best practice, that is exactly what happens in the UK now. In the constitutions the laws have been changed, the rules have been changed, that then allow ministers to be recalled for whatever reason.
By the constituency? Okay?
Pardon me?
The recall is done by the constituents? I'm asking for my own information.
From my understanding, mm-hmm. the constituent competition, mm-hmm. they have to have the recall done.
I see, okay.
Okay, I haven't investigated the absolute detail of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as best practice, that is what is happening there.
Okay. What about so the issue of enfranchising people? Because we're discussing two different issues here. You're discussing recall, which is, I suppose, a valid issue. And on the other hand, we're discussing local government and empowering people, making people a part of the decision-making process.
But ultimately, the reason why things fail in Barbados in a lot of cases
mm-hmm.
is because government is able to ignore the concerns of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that then means that the people do not have the power to affect the decisions of government.
Which is precisely what local government is seeking to do, to empower people.
Therefore, if they have, and the only way that then can be accomplished is if the representative knows that government has, that local government has the power to have him recalled.
Or if you give the power to the people.
No,
to do what needs to be done.
That is the power. No, this doesn't matter or. It's a matter that, as I said, the power of the people, that those people have the power to initiate a recall of that minister, of that representative, because that representative is not doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems they have.
So you recall until you get the perfect representative then?
No, it's not about perfection. Come on, Ralph.
Well, you recall until you get somebody who's properly functioning.
You're talking about the actions then that a person will then behave a certain way because mm-hmm. they know that mm-hmm. they can be recalled.
Mm-hmm.
The situation we have right now in Barbados is that too many representatives, too many ministers behave in a manner because they know that it's in 5 years, nothing can happen to them until 5 years gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have ministers who have said that they don't care about what you got to say because it's there for 5 years.
Caller, apart from the issue of recall, and you've made some valid points on that, do you see any virtue in local government as a thing in itself?
Virtue in local government?
Yes. We've dealt with recalling. You've made some valid points on that. That if a person is not performing, you recall him. But apart from that, do you see any virtue in local government?
Yes, I see a virtue in local government. However, Barbados is the size of the governments that you're talking about, the size of the assemblies you're talking
mm-hmm,
about,
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned, way too big.
Too big.
Again,
we've had that concern at assemblies. And what optimum number would you propose?
I don't know the optimum because I haven't investigated it.
But you must have because you say it's too big.
No, just a second, Ralph.
So could we move from 30 to 25, 20, perhaps 15?
I have said less than the 30.
Less than 30. 25?
Right. Let me put it that way. If you go, just a second, depending what the purpose of this government, okay. We have, this is now 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a different age than what transpired in the 60s. In the 60s, you had a situation where there was no technology.
Yes.
There was no means, no real communication
right.
that could happen. People will have to walk long distance or whatever. So therefore, something that happens in one particular community, it might take a long time.
Right. So high numbers would have been justified then. But so technology reduces the need for high numbers. Is that the point you're making?
Pardon me?
Technology reduces the need for high, large numbers. Is that the point you're making?
It, not just the need for large numbers. It reduces the concerns that have been addressed by having local governments, and the need for local government is reduced because of technology, because of the ability now that if the government itself, that top-down government, should be closer in relation to various communities in Barbados. So it's not a matter that now you should have to be, there's some mystery as to what happened in St. Lucie. Like some person in St. Michael not knowing what's happening in St. Lucie.
I wouldn't want you to
mystery to that there anymore. So, no, just a second. Because I'm saying that what I keep on seeing happening is an abdication of responsibility by the people who are being elected to represent the various constituencies. Okay? That is what I continually see. And that is what needs to stop.
I have a question for the caller when he's finished.
People's assemblies. I don't have a problem with government assemblies within a particular parish getting together, seeing what their problems are. Mm-hmm. But then those issues should then be communicated to the representatives. And then on top of that, what you have outlined so far, there is nothing that means that makes the government acknowledge whatever the councils come up with.
Ms. Howard has a question for you.
We need this road fixed. And then you all say, okay, we have expressed our opinion. This is what we want. There's nothing that you have structured within the system that government then has to say, okay, no problem, we'll fix that.
That's how it has to rest.
Just ignore the thing that this is normal.
All right, just let me break in here. I need to remind you all that this program is being brought to you by the kind compliments of Williams Industries, Inc.
You do not have to be a roofing expert to know that a metal sheet will rust where it is joined. That is one reason why the beautiful permaclad U-panel and R-panel roof sheet sold at Williams Metals will outlast other roofing materials. Permaclad, colorclad, and corrugated sheets are cut to the exact length that you will need, up to 40 feet and even longer. That means no joints from ridge to eave. Colorclad sheets come with a factory-painted finish in white, blue, green, red, brown, and yellow, and are fitted with screws for added resistance, tested to withstand high winds up to 130 miles an hour. Get a rail roof supplied at competitive prices. Delivered to you today from Williams Metals. Simply call Williams at Kane Garden St. Thomas 425-2000 or Lowlands Christ Church 428-1500.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brass Tack Sunday. Sanko Price here with you along with Dennis Johnson. And we're talking about the Thorn Commission on Local Governance. And Crystal Hall was going to ask the caller a question.
Go ahead.
Hi, caller. I just wanted to get your thoughts. If each minister that is currently functioning right now was performing exceptionally well, their responsibilities, you could see that they have been doing an excellent job, and you can see growth, you could see change, you could see progress underneath them, would you still think that 30 was too much?
Then you would need local government. It's not a matter of 30.
I just wanted to ask a question.
But I'm answering the question.
I'm going somewhere with this, so I just wanted to get your thoughts on that first part, and then I will show you where I'm going with it.
But you asked me about a number, when you just asked me a question, and I said, if I can see that these ministers are doing such a good job, then there's no need for any local government in the first place. So therefore, it's not a matter of number being reduced, okay? It's a matter that is the minister who's the representative of the constituency getting the information from the constituency that he needs to do his job. How many people he needs to do that, I cannot tell you. Because what is more important for me is that within each constituency, there is there's an office, a constituency office that is managed by the government of Barbados, not by the various administrations. So in short, I shouldn't have to go to BLP office to bring issues of that happening in my constituency through representatives. There should be an office which is managed by the government of Barbados that I know that on Wednesdays or whatever day, the representative or his assistant is going to be there. Okay? And I know that I can go and I can speak to that representative or his assistant to give particular concerns. I should also know that within that constituency office, there is this, a council group or whatever, that I know I can go and even speak to that council.
If I may interrupt you, you use England, I beg your pardon, you use England as your example, where there's the power to recall.
I just use the England example.
Yes, you did. And I want to remind you that England itself has a system of local government.
Yes,
so that local government, you don't need local government only if ministers are not performing.
I suggest that local government is
virtuous in itself.
I did not say that, Ralph. Ralph, I did not say that.
Well, you just told Crystal that if your ministers are functioning, there's no need for local government. If your ministers are functioning, there's no need for local government. That's your position. Right. And I'm suggesting to you that England, which you've cited in your opening, as having the power of recall, they have local government.
But this is
together with the power of recall.
Ralph, please. One, I never said that. I said that if the ministers are performing perfectly, that's the first thing. We have established already ministers are not performing perfectly. The next thing I also said is that if I would support the local government if they have the power of recall. Okay? So therefore, don't come with that.
All right. You had 20 minutes on. Well, actually, 19 minutes and 7 seconds. So I need to bring... Yeah, he is. we need to get a couple of other people in before the news at latest at 12:30. Thank you very much for your call. Always like to hear you. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bryson.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello, Sankar.
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Steve Lackett here. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, and good morning to the panel also.
Good morning.
I'm calling because... for about 8 years of the constituency councils, which of course I believe that this people's assembly is just a bastardized version of the constituency councils. I had the pleasure to oversee and superintend the constituency council for 8 years. And I just want to get a clear understanding of the superstructure first of all, and then the substructure of the people's assemblies. Now, the superstructure, who's going to superintend and oversee the councils?
The Which assemblies? We haven't, government would have to determine whether it will have a ministry that is responsible for local government.
So you're not yet at that point?
No, we're at the structure. We're asking the people of Barbados to assist in saying what structure they want at the local level. In terms of superintendents, we haven't reached that stage as yet.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. The substructure is going to be 30 people's assemblies.
20 assemblies. Yes, and okay. Steve, it is parish-based as opposed to constituency-based.
Fine. Yeah. And how many people will sit on this?
We are proposing 30, but you're free to, and the people of Barbados are free to
30,
say.
Fine.
The last caller said 30 is too many. You may feel that it's too few. I don't know.
Right. Now, you're going to be establishing... services that you want rendered, you're going to be establishing with the agencies or establish some kind of protocolary arrangements with the agencies to supply the services?
We used the word requisition earlier. We are hoping that the assembly would be in a position to requisition the particular government department in terms of delivering those services.
So these agencies will sit on the structures.
We're hoping to have agencies, representatives of the various agencies, sit ex officio, child care board, welfare department, and I want to say something to the last caller, Steve, on your time, that he must not believe that there isn't a great need for social protection in this country. That outside of the issue of recalling a minister, you know this, Steve, that there are several people in Barbados who remain at risk, who remain unattended, old people, very young people. There are young children in this country who are not going to school. There are young children in this country who are going to school hungry. There are old people, as the caller said earlier, who are not attended to. They're only attended to by a neighbor sometimes. The government departments do not reach everyone. And we are hoping to establish a system in which people have that social protection guaranteed by a people's assembly, guaranteed by their neighbors who will sit on that people's assembly.
I noticed, though, that whenever you refer to the services and the departments and agencies mm-hmm. that you're going to rely on to supply these services, you only mention the agencies, departments, and statutory boards that fall within the ambit of the Ministry of the People of People's Empowerment.
No, there's also the NCF. There's also, Adrian is to my left, there's Sports Council. Steve, you drive around Barbados between 4 and 6 on evenings. You belong to my generation. When we were children, when we were teenagers, every playing field was populated between the hours of 4 and 6. You drive around tomorrow evening and tell me how many of the playing fields you see populated by children and teenagers in Barbados. There's an absence of social activity. There's been a withdrawal. And that is something we want to resolve in this country.
I agree. I want to make a larger point, though.
Yes.
Because, look, my experience as Minister of Social Care was that when you applied for the services to be rendered from the agencies outside, because the ministry which I had on my portfolio mm-hmm. Dealt with 13 departments, statutory boards, and agencies. Mm-hmm. And in those departments, among those departments and agencies, were the NAB, Welfare, Child Care Board, and the National Disabilities Unit.
Lot of work.
Which we could have always called on for services which the constituency councils at the time required. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to have ex officio members of the agencies on which you're going to call on for services, you're going to have a cumbersome and unwieldy kind of commission or people's assemblies mm-hmm. because you're talking mm-hmm. about the NCC, the SSA, the NHC, the MPC,
yes.
the BWA, the MTW, mm-hmm. along with those agencies that I called before.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're
going to have people from all of these agencies sitting on the people's assemblies.
You're saying too many cooks will spoil the broth.
Hello.
You're saying too many cooks will spoil the broth.
No, what I'm telling you is that because I at the end of it, I believe that these new assemblies will have to sit under the portfolio and superintendence of a particular ministry.
Of a ministry, I see the point you're making.
Right, and if you I'm be sure, Ralph.
Except Steve, you don't wish it to become a government department. You wish it to remain authentically the property of the people.
No. Well, what I'm saying.
I mean,
is
you keep using the word superintendence, but that's I'm slightly uncomfortable with that.
No, oversight then.
Oversight. Fine.
If you want proper oversight, and instead of leaving it out there in left field, mm-hmm. you're going to have it being, you have that oversight of a permanent secretary. Because, look, the permanent secretary is the chief accounting officer in any ministry.
Correct.
And you must have that kind of oversight by a permanent secretary of any statutory board, any agency, or anything that you now develop. You must mm-hmm. have that oversight. And therefore, if you're going to call on services outside of a ministry, if it is placed within any of the existing ministries, mm-hmm. you're going to have problems and tremendous pushback, as I have experienced
mm-hmm.
From other ministries who would have again superintended other agencies that require that offer the services that the councils mm-hmm. want at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have real problems if you just leave it open like that.
Mm-hmm.
Without,
we appreciate the point you're making.
Yeah, that's right.
Government
so,
is often problematic. Often mm. problematic. And we appreciate your intervention.
That's fine, something that came up a
Steve?
Lot of the...
Mm-hmm. You're welcome to come and join us anytime, you know, Steve.
Join us where?
Wednesday, St. George.
The next meeting is in next Wednesday at Valor Resource Center, St. George.
And to bring the weight of your experience to these
deliberations. No, I heard of St. George, but I thought you meant George Street.
No. Absolutely no politics at all, Steve. No politics, Steve. That's what we call it, People's Assembly, Steve. No, we're getting mixed up, Steve.
George Street is there for let to anybody who wants to.
Well, look, Steve, we've met with the Barbados, we've met with the unions, we've met with the Social Justice Commission, we've met with the Association of Permanent Secretaries, and I can say to you publicly, we're quite willing to meet with the Democratic Labour Party.
Oh, really?
Okay, yes, we are. We are.
I hope the executive, the president, they're listening.
No, you can tell them we're quite willing to meet with the Democratic Labour Party.
We're dependent on you, Steve.
Excuse me?
We are dependent on you.
Yeah.
And I say that in all honesty. We've met with all the several interest groups so far. We propose to meet with others, and we are willing to meet with the Democratic Labour Party to discuss the issue of a new system for local governance in Barbados.
Okay, fine. Okay, wonderful.
And thanks for your call. Really appreciate it.
Looking forward to see you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Mr. Blackett. We move to another call. You're on the air. Good afternoon. It's now 12:22. We go to the latest in 7.5 minutes. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Let's go right ahead, sir.
You know, I was really feeling good about the program and upbeat until the last caller before myself was on air. And some of the things he said, I thought was really not so good. I mean, you know, the word bastardized, the moment you start at that point, before even giving the plan for the new assembly to be fully rolled out, and you're calling it, titling it that way, clearly that's the biased approach.
We're not sensitive.
And seriously, I don't know that an organization which was the last administration, what are they going to bring to the table to help you in this plan you have to help, you know, move people in the right direction? I mean, it's all fine, and I guess you're extending a courtesy from, you know, your former politicians and so on and so on, you know. But really, I don't know.
Just get on with your point, and don't worry about that.
Sanka, this is not my. I don't normally make this sort of contribution at all like that. But I am saying it because of how I feel about it, you know. So. Spare me that, huh? But I'm going to get to the point, huh? I see the plans. I'm impressed by what I'm hearing. And the young lady there, you know, she's one of the more impressive voices I've heard in terms of, you know, bringing something to the table. I think the concept is a good one, and it has the potential to really incorporate other things, even at the stage of disasters, in the worst case scenarios. Things like that, it can be coordinated, you know, I see it as something that could bring coordination and fast track, provide a conduit to allow you to access the powers that be, the representative and so on. And I don't think you necessarily need a separate minister over it, like how Steve was suggesting. But because if my understanding of it is correct, you would have, as an organization, access to all the ministries throughout. Is that correct, Ralph?
Yes, definitely. All of them.
So why then do you need to have this bureaucracy where you're structuring it in a way that, you know, to have this all this?
The superintendents of a minister.
But
that's Steve's view. I mean, he's entitled to it.
Yes, he is. But I mean,
don't be distracted by it, though.
I
want to say again that if any political party in Barbados wishes to sit with us, we're quite willing to do that. We're also sitting with the Evangelical Association, so
I understand that, but therein is what I consider to be the true structure to give an opportunity and an opening for the stuff to be brought to the table. I'll just say this finally. I heard, I think it was Donovan saying that the solution for the problem on the sewage needed to be open and so on came from the fishermen, and they had consultants and expertise. I know they didn't come for free. So what? How was that persons who made solutions possible rewarded financially?
No, absolutely not. These fellas just come every morning at 6 in the morning.
But Donovan, I'm saying that if consultants were paid high fees, why shouldn't the person at the bottom line who comes to the table and bring a solution without the qualifications, should that person be also rewarded in some way?
Yes, I understand.
But you're saying yes, like if it's no big deal. Yes. The people provided a solution that expertise
this
who were paid high fees.
Did not
provide the solution. That's one of the problems we have in Barbados, and that's one of the problems I have.
Yes.
Because I think there's little respect for people who do not come to the table with a lot of credentials and so on, but who possess ideas and concepts that could move this country in the right direction. And I think, unfortunately, they're not respected. A great idea comes, it's used, and no rewards. Why do we go to these expertise, high fees and consultants, and pay them? You do that for solutions. So if the solutions are provided by persons who don't bring that to the table, and then rewarded as well. I can leave that with you.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. But Mr. Thorne,
let me hear. You sit in a position that you can respond. Let me hear you.
No, I defer to Adrian.
I was telling you, caller. There are people of that in every community.
Ralph, don't leave that one. I'll say the off time. Play among
Crystal has something to say to you.
I do understand the point that you're making, and it's a very valid point. I would like to say, though, that there are persons of all backgrounds that are being asked to volunteer. And just to highlight, for example, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados have volunteered to assist. They're not artisans. They don't turn concrete. Listen, well,
ma'am,
not as a profession.
With all due respect, I have no problem with volunteerism and volunteering. And you mentioned charter accounts who are high-paid people who are you know, volunteering.
For the volunteer.
But that is not my point. And I think you all understand fully what my point is.
Yes,
we do. We just don't want it to seem as though it's only those persons who are asked to give for free.
No.
And we have also not determined that definitively.
Did I suggest that, ma'am? I said nothing to suggest that. People volunteer at all levels. Yes. Mimi Ralph will tell you that there are even people who work pro bono in his profession.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's true.
I am out of here.
Have a good Sunday.
I don't know. I think we should be trying to sort of promote or inculcate a sense of civic pride. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of the volunteerism in Barbados over the years has sprung from that. In fact, I believe there was an editorial in the paper today talking about introducing civics into the schools and
reintroducing.
Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't trivialize people's contribution on a volunteer basis at all. And I think people can derive a lot of pride from that.
That's right.
All right. You've heard the music. That means we have to take a break for the latest, and we'll be right back with Brass Tack Sunday, where we'll be continue our discussion on the Thorne Commission on Governance. This program is brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries, Inc. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. This is Sanka Price with you, along with Dennis Johnson. We're here with the Thorne Commission on Local Governments, the chairman, Mr. Ralph Thorne, and we also have Mr. Barney Gibbs and Mr. Adrian Donovan, and of course, Crystal Hall, their four members. And just let me remind you that on Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Valley Resource Center in St. George, beginning at 7 o'clock, there will be another town hall meeting where you can come out and express your views about what you would like to see in terms of local governance and the people's assemblies that are being proposed. We go back to the phone lines because we have about six calls on hold here. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sanker.
How are you today, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Great. Nice hearing your voice. Go right ahead with your question.
No, I want to look at prioritization of projects. But before I do that, I would like to ask two questions of the panel. Are they happy with the size of the cabinet and the performance of every minister in this cabinet?
We're not here for partisan or political discussion. We're here for questions about the Thorne Commission itself.
Thorne Commission.
Okay.
That's the agenda for today.
All right, the question about prioritization of projects. If the people in White Hill come with their concern about the road, the people in Martins Bay, they are concerned about transportation, and people in the different communities that have different concerns, who is going to determine which concern they are going to tackle first?
The persons who have been elected for that particular people's assembly will hear all the concerns for the persons who show up to the town halls that they would establish, and then they will make a determination based on their intimate knowledge of that particular area as to which projects would take priority given the budget that has been established. This is why it is important for the people in these areas to elect persons that have their genuine concerns and interests at heart. It is vitally important that you select persons who will have that as the focus, because you don't want persons who are just looking to have vanity projects or their own agendas implemented.
I don't think you understand the question that I'm asking.
Can you clarify for me then?
I'm saying that the people in the various assemblies have mm-hmm. concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So these concerns are presented to a general body.
The persons who will present the concerns will present it to whoever's been elected to sit on the assembly that is for that area.
All right, let's say you have Area 1.
Mm-hmm.
People in Area 1, their concern
will be presented to the third.
The road in White Hill.
Right.
The people in Area 2, their concern is transportation. Now, these two concerns, they have to be placed before some organization or so somebody could decide we are going to do the road in White Hill, we can't do transportation.
Let me go back over the structure then. So we have proposed 20 people's assemblies. So let's say, for instance, you're talking about St. Lucie, where they have a people's assemblies. There will be 30 persons who are selected to represent St. Lucie. If the people of St. Lucie decide that this road is one of the concerns or the community center
right.
needs to be rebuilt or whatever the case may be, they will submit their areas of concern and the People's Assembly for St. Lucie will review these concerns and make a determination as to which one would take priority given the budget
that they have. No, that is not what I am saying. I'm saying that there are two assemblies and each present a concern. There's going to be a general body that they are going to present their concern to.
You're talking about the assemblies itself having conflicting...
a concern to somebody. To somebody. Will there be a body that the assembly presents its concerns to?
In a practical way, the each people's assembly would meet and we would expect that people's assembly...
When the assemblies
have come up with
their concerns. St. Peter, mm-hmm. for example.
The people in St. Lucie, they present, who over there present their concerns?
To the People's Assembly for St. Lucie.
I'm not talking about the people, I'm talking
about
the assembly itself.
Presents it to the ministry. For road repair, for
right.
example. And you want to know how the ministry prioritizes the road repair in St. Lucie as opposed to the one in St. Andrew.
Hmm.
Is that your question?
Yeah, that's my question.
The ministry would want to determine that. But suffice it to say, the people would have had their participation in the decision.
So the people having their participation and their needs can't be satisfied? Well, do you say that makes any difference?
There's nothing saying the needs won't be satisfied. It may not be satisfied in the timing
in the time,
that you
precisely.
May want.
But, it, is
but it will be satisfied because this is what you've determined. You would have a budget for it. You would have it set aside, but if, say for instance, all 20 assemblies, for instance, wanted a road fix,
mm-hmm.
everybody can't have a road fix at the same time, but it will be done.
Then it will be done. But everybody sees their concern as a priority.
That's life.
But it can't all be done at the same time, it would be done. It's just, it would not, unfortunately, you won't be able to do all at the same time. But it would get done because there is already a budget established for it. It's been determined that this is a priority for the community. The only unfortunate part is because every community has decided that they happen to have the same concern. There are only so many resources. So if the resources are all tied up, you would then have to prioritize again as to which particular assembly would take priority. But you have to be reasonable. If every single community asks for the exact same thing and there's only, say, if it's one MTW, they can only send out so many resources at a time. So we'd also have the expectation that persons, once they have that information, that, because we're trying to make sure there's open communication both ways, once they understand that there is a conflict that exists similar to what you would have proposed, we would hope that persons would be reasonable in understanding that it may not happen in the timing they would have expected.
And we were talking about competing requisitions,
mm-hmm.
but I think a point that hasn't really been brought up yet is the fact that there are certain issues that right now don't even come to the fore, you know, for whatever reason. They're just not in front of central government. They're not in their field of vision. I mean, you could imagine, for example, in the interior parishes, there may be a concern about spraying of pesticides, agriculture use of pesticides, that doesn't even really get any airplay right now. You might, so in a situation where there are people's assemblies, you could even see groupings of assemblies putting forward a particular concern that is unique to those areas. You might find a situation where you have St. Peter's, St. James, Christchurch, where beach access is an issue, mm-hmm. or preserving Window City Sea. And again, they could form these sort of blocks and put the issue forward where it's maybe not completely and utterly topical right now.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call. We'll give you a good run. I have a caller on the line right now who is familiar with local government and the vestry system. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. Are you?
I'm well. And the panel would love to hear your submission in terms of your experience.
Not on air, sir.
Sorry?
Not on air, sir.
No, we just want to get some idea from you. My understanding is that you were familiar with the finances for local government under the vestry system.
And not under the vestry system, both the vestry system and the local government.
Yes, but
and the city council.
Oh, great!
There were three different entities.
Uh huh.
You got me on air, in truth.
Yes, you're talking
and,
on air.
And we welcome you, Auntie.
And Mr. Thorne wants to ask you a couple of questions. You know these attorneys. He wants to ask you a couple of questions.
No, not to ask a question. To ask her to please come and make a submission to us soon as possible.
And if you're uncomfortable doing it in person, the email address is thorne.commission@barbados.gov.bb. I'm making that correction because I missed the dot before.
Mr. Thorne.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Thorne.
What, you're in church, by the way?
I am sorry that you would do this to me. If you want to talk to me, I am not coming on air because there is a tendency when you are on air that you are not allowed to complete your submission. It is usually interrupted and you are taken on a different wavelength. Mm-hmm. And you never. So
when are we going to see or hear from you?
I do not. Not in St. George. When are you coming to?
We are coming to Christchurch
next month
in February. So we look forward to seeing you. You know.
Christchurch is a big parish. So if you haven't one in Christchurch, that foundation.
Yes.
I can't attend. Because I do not drive late at night.
Well,
you will have to have more than one.
Yes, we will. We will. We'll probably come to Hawthorne where you'll be extremely comfortable.
Ah, and then you can come for me.
And we'll bring Nikki as well.
Yeah, even that.
Good.
But Mr. Don, in all truth, I was quite happy when Glenn reminded you that it is not a new concept.
No, it isn't. And we really thank Glenn for that.
Thank you. But I see at the act somewhere in between, you then changed over without acknowledging that you were changing over. And as a result of what he said.
Well, we are not reinventing the wheel. And we really appreciate Glenn's intervention.
Bye.
Okay.
We will talk.
We shall indeed.
I'm sorry on air, but.
I am not. It's good hearing you.
Right. Just a reminder to persons that if they want to make written submissions, you can send them to thorne.commission@barbados.gov.bb. In addition to the town hall we're having next week, Wednesday at 7 in the Valley Development St. George. We'll also look out for town halls next month in Christchurch, St. Andrew, St. John, and St. Michael. And these are not the only assemblies. There are some that have gone. You can go on the Facebook page, the Thorne Commission Facebook page, and you can see the town halls that have already been held. But you also look forward to future town halls coming to an area near you.
We take a couple more calls right now, but one of the things I'd like to do is, I don't know if you'll be able to highlight a couple of these, I say a couple, but obviously a bit more than that, of submissions that you found pretty interesting and pretty compelling, all right?
To tell you, when we went to St. James, and this is not to be invidious, I left the St. James meeting saying that the people of Barbados are really serious people. I rate the St. James meeting very, very highly. There was a man who came there, and he made an interesting submission. He said that the age limit should go from 18 to 85. And I found that so interesting and significant that people wanted to see the older people in the community continuing to participate. And that is that for me was a memorable submission. As simple as it sounded, it runs deep within a community when you're asking your old people to continue to participate, that we don't pension off people at 65 or 67, but that we are asking them to continue their community service well past 67. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of public servants, retired public servants in this country who still serve a useful purpose, and a People's Assembly would be a good domain for them to bring their experience of public service to bear and to assist the People's Assembly, to assist local government. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of the other members
we had, have memory. The meeting in Spikestown, as was highlighted in the paper, wasn't well attended, but that was because of the weather. Mm-hmm. And the inclemency of the weather.
We cancelled it, actually. Mm-hmm. But we decided to take submissions from the persons who came.
But because of the weather, that presentation, I thought, despite the numbers were small, the one that stood in my mind, the presentation by the member who talked about cultural heritage, mm-hmm. the restoration mm-hmm. of buildings and artifacts in each community. Mm-hmm. And he was specifically talking about Spikestown area. And in every community in Barbados, whether it's Oystens, whether it be Pike Corner, whether it could be anywhere else in Barbados, there are areas that he's saying that needs to be protected. And that one we didn't have originally in our proposal. So I think going forward now, we have to include that and expand it. It was a first class idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this is why we're having these meetings in the communities, to get ideas from members of the public, and that we may not have suggested or thought about, added to the table.
The contributions with regards to not only having meetings in person, but having a wider reach by use of the internet, because persons may want to make oral submissions, taking into consideration persons who may be overseas who still have ideas that could be submitted, and building a online presence that would encourage ideas to come in from non-traditional means and not just paying lip service to say social media or the internet or anything else. If some person wanted to submit a CV or a presentation online and have a video presentation as to why they should be able to assist, because a lot we take for granted that persons can make a contribution without always having to drive down to a particular location and make that contribution in person. So those things, to bring this, the technology and the use of the technology to assist the assemblies in helping persons to help us, that I think is a valuable contribution as well.
And I think that, you know, if we should say the People's Assemblies come about, that is, you know, the same philosophy that would be applied when it comes to getting citizen engagement and using, leveraging the technologies that are out there now to get that engagement. That's an important difference between what would obtain and what obtained during the vestry system. I mean, we talk about the vestry system, and that is, you know, a completely different era. And nowadays, you can have a situation where people can have make contributions and have visibility into the assembly meetings while sitting down in a completely different country, because it will all be televised or on via a YouTube platform. So again, it's all about having that citizen involvement.
The question, before I go to the phone lines, the question that keeps nagging at me, there's a lot of skepticism, and I'm reading certainly here in the WhatsApp, and I heard it in a number of calls, although some were partisan, obviously, but the skepticism that I keep hearing is that, one, this is just another form of constituency councils. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people can't get past that mm-hmm. political aspect. Mm-hmm. Two, it's a duplication of services mm-hmm. because people can't see past the aspect that something can change, things can be different, it has to be in the same mold. And the third one is, and this is the one that really bothers me, this one in particular, is that I don't think there is an appreciation that the people within communities know what they want.
That's sad.
Mm. And that they can actually articulate what they want. Mm-hmm. That is what is coming through to me based on what I'm hearing from these calls, and I'm reading here in the WhatsApp. But the average little fellow in the constituency does not know what they want. And I have the platform, so I'll use it. I look at people's assemblies as an avenue where the persons who just help others within their community, mm-hmm. Can have a voice.
Precisely.
They're the ones who you would think of if you have a problem in your area. There's always this taxi driver who will take people to the supermarket or to the hospital or to bring things to people. He doesn't charge you for doing it. He just does it because he thinks it's the right thing to do, mm-hmm. because he lives in the community and everybody knows him and he knows everybody else. There is then this person who's a retired nurse who checks up on the older people in the community and looks after their medication. Then there's this younger fella in the community who would run errands for people, because he's self-employed. He may be a mechanic, he may be doing some other thing, electrical repairman or whatever, and he just does these things because he has a bit more time on his hands. Then there is the artisan, whether he's a carpenter or mason or plumber, who you know you can call on and he will do a little thing for you, and the only thing that he's going to charge you for is the part, mm-hmm. or the materials that he uses, and he doesn't charge you for his time. So when I think of you trying to get people's assembly together that
gives them that, a better backing,
right, that gives, mm-hmm. Gives these people a chance to, it basically formalizes what these people are doing.
Exactly.
Then when I think about the structure that I'm hearing about, because I mean the structure is still, everything is still fluid because nothing is, as you said, written in stone as yet. I'm seeing how you can actually be able to, as a community organization, look at the different districts, prioritize which things need to be done in the different districts. So you can tell the Sanitation Service Authority, but you know, we really should be developing a schedule, a proper schedule, to how we collect garbage in these particular areas. You then be able to tell the Sanitation Service Authority. Then you can deal with MTW in terms of the road repairs. But one of the aspects that came up earlier but has not come back out is the fact that some people who are involved in construction, mm-hmm. have also volunteered their services already.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, and we've seen, I saw this in Martin's Bay, St. John, and there are other places where there are people who come out, fellas who live in the area, mm-hmm. they recognize, look, you see this patch of road? It's real bad. Mm-hmm. And together they pool their money, or they get all the thing with the Marfil, yeah. and then they come out and they work together, supervised with somebody who has the knowledge of getting the job done effectively, mm-hmm. and they do the work together as a community.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. I've also seen I think it was St. Andrew, speaking of correction there, or St. Thomas, one of them, where people got together and debushed a whole area because the grass was growing over the road, leaning across the road. Mm-hmm. It was tall, and you know, they cleaned up the area because it is for them. They have to use the area.
Yeah.
So although I'm hearing all this talk, it's the simplicity that I'm looking for to come through, and I'm not hearing enough of that. You touched on it. In all fairness, you touched mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm hearing from callers and what I'm hearing from reading here in the WhatsApp, mm-hmm. people seem to be all focused on the quote unquote the macro things.
Yes, yes. Yes.
When really and truly, I think people's assemblies are supposed to be focusing not on those macro things per se, like the superstructure and whatnot. Yes. Obviously, you have to put one in place.
Yes.
But clearly, it's about getting people to appreciate their communities
and their civic duty.
And their civic duty. Yes. And working towards making their communities better, which in turn will make Barbados better.
Sanka, Barbados has just heard one of the most eloquent statements in support of local government. You have summed it up, formalizing social protection in Barbados, something that is absent. I referred earlier when I was speaking to Steve to the role of the National Sports Council, the important role of the National Sports Council in terms of getting young people and young children in Barbados to interact with each other.
In domains that are wholesome, coming together in peaceful coexistence, rather than coming together in conflict. Yeah.
And I really want to thank you for that statement you've made. It's about social protection.
Yeah.
So I agree with you that we don't wish to become all airy-fairy about the proposals and so on, but to bring it back down to the ground. What is this going to be about? How is this going to change Barbados? How is it going to change our relationships one to the other? And that is what it is all about.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Price and your panel.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
How are you doing? This is Leroy McLean here.
Hello, hey, Leroy, man.
Yeah. I want to take a totally different take on this matter. You see, I think that in Barbados, in the Caribbean as a whole, we have too much representation and too little management. And
Leroy, are you coming up on Wednesday? I don't want you to waste this in the 2 minutes Sankey is going to give you. Come up on Wednesday to St. George at 7 o'clock. What's the name of the place? The Valley Resource Center. And let us hear your submission.
The point I want to make is that we have too little management and too much representation, and we are going to look for more representation.
Mm-hmm.
And representation does not necessarily translate into the provision of more or better services.
Mm-hmm.
I think, first of all, I'm going to give you a wild idea that many people may think is stupid, but I will reduce the number of people in Parliament to 15. Who will be elected by the whole island and not by the constituencies that we have. And then you have four councils, one which would be responsible for St. George, St. John, St. Joseph, mm-hmm. another one for St. Philip and Christ Church, another one for St. Andrew, St. Peter, and another one for St. Michael, mm-hmm. St. Thomas, and St. James.
Yes.
And those councils would have the people who are elected to Parliament by everybody in the Barbados would be responsible for the management of the country.
We've had a not dissimilar submission from, I think, Eric Smith, and I hope I'm not misquoting Eric. We've had a not dissimilar submission from Eric Smith. So it is a new
crazy after all. Mm-hmm. Somebody else mad like me.
But of course, if you listen to the earlier callers, we are not reinventing the wheel. We used to have the Southern District Council.
Yeah.
So again, your proposal is not new.
But you see, the thing is that what I'm saying is that.
But you would agree with. I'm sorry, Leroy, but you would agree that the population is larger now. The issues are perhaps more sophisticated. You have several more communities in Barbados now. In the old days, it was just the urban rural dichotomy.
But that's now. Why I divided it in the way that it did. But the point is, you see, that I think for 166 square miles and less than 300,000 people,
mm-hmm.
you don't really need 30 people in Parliament, right?
Well, that's a different issue.
You know, I had a conversation once with two ladies from Africa that I met in Pakistan, and one of them, they asked me what's the size of Barbados and the population, and then they say, well, how many people you have in Parliament? I said, well, it was 28 then, and we're going to 30.
Well, you know, Leroy, you were discussing parliamentary reform. Let's come back to local government.
No, what I'm saying is that you cannot separate the two.
Okay.
Because I'm saying that you need less parliamentary representation
mm-hmm.
and greater participation at the local level.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, I understand the relationship.
It's a parliament. And also, then we're going to be electing mm-hmm. 30 people or 20 to each of these councils,
mm-hmm.
you're going into another popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are going to be elected based on popularity and not necessarily the contribution that they can make.
Do you think it should be based on party affiliation?
No.
Which is excellent.
As a matter of fact, as a person who has been around political parties, I would like to see we get rid of political parties.
You sure you wish to say that, Mr. Leroy McLean?
Yes, I'm
sure. You might be putting yourself at risk.
No, that's okay. Absolutely sure. Because what I'm saying is that this popularity contest that we have every 5 years, is not necessarily the best means of finding people to manage the country.
Agreed.
Right? So I think that, as I said, if you have a parliament that is not elected by, in other words, I am a big fish in a small pond, right? Because I have the most popularity in a particular constituency. But when I leave that small pond and I go into the national pond now, which is bigger, I have very little effect. So what is, and because of the way that we have to choose people to go to parliament, there are a lot of capable people who will never show
never get the chance.
The system, and who may never ever be a part of the system.
Unless they come through the party system.
Unless they come through the party system. So what I'm saying is that everybody in Barbados should vote for the members of parliament. You have 30 constituencies where you choose 30 people and send to parliament. Everybody in Barbados should vote for that number of people. 15 people to go into parliament, and that 15 people choose who will be the prime minister.
Leroy, can we persuade you to formalize this into writing? Your presentation is extremely interesting.
Actually, I have started to put it on paper.
Thank you very much.
Every time I raise it with people, they think it's stupid. So,
and we'd like to see and hear you at one of the town hall meetings as well.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right, thank you very much, Leroy. Good
man.
We take another call. You're on the air. Good afternoon, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Your panel.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I wish Mr. Thorne all his success. Hot on the heels of me saying this.
All of us. Thank you very much.
Yes, hot on the heels of saying this. Once you're going to get things, you're not reinventing the wheel or duplicating good. Once you're going to get things like this, where I'm going to highlight, finish, I wish you all the success. Now watch it. Mr. Price will be able to verify his station inundated with calls. The articles in paper and every community you hear people talk about the legal problems they have in Barbados as regarding judgments, lawyers, settlements, etc. It is pronounced throughout Barbados. If you are going to get things like that turned around in the government section, we'll get people fixing their ways, and government and ministers can't get them turned around. You're going to get that turned around. I wish you all the best. I'll lift you to the sky, and I'll watch your progress, and I'll watch your results. If you're going to get things like this done, it is commendable once things like that will be done.
Look, since you've taken it into the domain of justice, I want to suggest something to you, and this is not my idea. I've heard the Prime Minister articulate this issue. The question of the magistracy going into the communities and the courts, the magistrates' courts across Barbados in the country areas and in the urban areas, being presided over not necessarily by lawyers, but by persons who live in those communities, justices of the peace. We appoint several justices of the peace. I think the time has come when justices of the peace should sit on cases that come into local communities.
That's part.
Perhaps together with the magistrate. Why not? There's a dispute that comes to St. George Court, for example. You could have the magistrate there who's legally trained, but together with him or her are two justices of the peace sitting in deliberation on the matter. Do you think that is an idea that
it sounds good? But let me go on to what I'm saying here. You address the first part. I want you to address the second part.
Yes.
The person's fixing the approach and all the bureaucracy and red tape we've got to go through. If you are going to get that turned around, I more than regard you and embrace your efforts. If you're going to get that second part, some of these people are fixing the ways this amount of years and they ain't hearing to nobody. You get that turn wrong, you're Herculean.
There are 11 of us, caller, all with equal.
Your commission, when you say you're in me, you as in you, your commission, get it turned around.
Thank you very much.
I will commend you.
Well, we need your support. We need the public.
This is Raul
to be
speaking.
On board with us.
This is Raul.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Raul. Thank you very much.
Right.
We're not building on what Raul said. That the whole idea, this idea of decentralizing the provision of services is a very powerful one. I mean, you talk about the delivery of justice, but in other jurisdictions, because we do look around and try to see best practice. I think it was in Boston recently, they set up a kind of a mobile payment unit. It's literally a bus that goes around into communities where persons like the caller from earlier that was elderly and was saying that sometimes it's difficult for her to go and take advantage of services. You know, it's a bus that goes around. You can pay for your land tax bills and your parking tickets or whatever the case may be. So I think that kind of outreach mm-hmm. is what would flow from the People's Assemblies, because People's Assemblies would bring forward those kind of ideas. So these are ideas that maybe don't currently obtain, but could.
All right. Let's try to take one more call, because it's 1:10 and we finish at 1:15. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stan Campanis.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. There's a question I want to ask. What qualifies you to be a member of this committee when it is formed? Because I realized on the last committees that they have it, the last government, that only certain people that had qualifications and got big jobs was on our committee.
All right, caller, we're short on time. You will be elected by the persons within the geographical area, not appointed by the government. You will be elected.
Mr. Sharma, Mr. Lawyer, I can't remember your name.
Thorne.
Thanks, Short. My reason for saying this is that there are people that are knowledgeable in communities.
Correct.
That know the nooks and crannies and
employees
of the people.
We need those.
That don't get on the committee.
Those are the persons we're looking for to come forward and volunteer themselves to be elected.
Not selected.
But anytime, what I'm saying is, I know what time. You got any meeting at Comber School?
Comber Mayor?
Yeah.
Not that we're aware of.
No, what I'm asking this question is, I got a bad knee.
Okay.
You want something close to Waterford?
This is why we've also been encouraging persons who are not physically able to come out to log on to. If you are social media savvy, the Facebook page carries live streams of each of the town halls, and you're able to submit your questions there as well. Mm-hmm. I am the one who usually moderates the Facebook page as well, so that your questions can be heard and communicated and documented. So if you can do it yourself, or you have a young person who's willing to show you how to log on to the Facebook page so that you can see the stream, that's another forum or avenue you can use so that you don't have to come up with your bad knee. And this is why we keep encouraging the use of technology, because we don't want persons in your position to miss out on being able to contribute because you're physically unable to.
He wants to come though, Crystal.
So you can give him a draw.
Look, Gracil is convenient for you, or LTGA. Well, not LTGA now, but Gracil would be a convenient location for you, caller.
There's another one in St. Michael next month, though.
No, he may be gone. All right,
we might try Gracil. Actually,
it's now 1:12. Let's just wrap up here. 1 minute each. Well, less than 1 minute. Let's say 45 seconds.
45 seconds.
Yes. Start with Bernie.
I try to keep it fairly simple. I see it like a paint by numbers. Government has the canvas, the numbers, and local government can be that fine brush that fills in the detail.
I don't expect a system that people have been disenfranchised into all of a sudden overnight have persons all inspired, but I'm hoping people have faith and come out and contribute.
And Adrian?
Community spirit. We need to see the people to come out, get out, and assist us, get this project rolling.
Even the cynics and the skeptics will inspire us. We want to see this done, and there are two parties that will decide whether this will be done: the people of Barbados and the government. And I want the people of Barbados to lobby the government into implementing this system.
And you're insisting that this time we're onto something that will make a difference in the communities.
Yes.
Because that is what this is really all about.
Correct. And it's nonpartisan.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being such a lovely audience. On behalf of Dennis Johnson, I'm Sanka Price, and we were listening to we had the Thorne Commission on the local governance under the microscope, and I think that today we found out exactly what they're trying to achieve, and there are questions, of course, and a lot of these things still have to be solidified. A lot of these things have to be agreed on, because everything's still at a proposal stage. I would join the committee members by encouraging you to get out there and participate in the town hall meetings, or make your submissions via email. Anyway, you have a great day, and I hope to be here with you on Wednesday.